Time now for This is Tourism, and we do every Thursday here on the morning show. This is Tourism and is produced in partnership with the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. This morning, I am joined by Nathan Million, president of NL Million and Associates and landlord of Carmel Mall in Carrboro. It's home to more than 25 local and family-owned businesses and offices, and it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places as the Alberta Mill Complex. Welcome, Nathan.
Good morning, Ron.
Thanks for coming in this morning. A little bit of history here. How long have you been operating?
Well, in its current form, it opened in 1977 as a retail and office complex, and Weaver Street Market, Harris Teeter and CVS opened that year as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been there for a very long time, too, haven't you?
I've been since 90.
Wow. Seems like longer some days, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
Now, for the folks who don't know, they've never been to Carmel, they've heard of it, but never been there, what can visitors find there?
An interesting mix of... with a variety of dining options, several fashion options. We have jewelry, fragrances, gifts, specialty shops. Mulberry Silks and Fine Fashions has been there for some years. Townsend Bertrand Company is outdoor outfitter. Mm-hmm. They've been there for 30 years as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier restaurants. I mean, there's some really good restaurants.
We have Elmo's Diner, obviously, has been there since 91. Mm-hmm. We've got the Tandem Restaurant, very restaurant. If you haven't been there, you should try it.
On the other end of the mall.
On the other end of the mall, that's right. And then we've got Venable and the B-Side Lounge, the Carver of the Oven. It's got a great lunch and dinner. And then Cross Ties Barbecue in the station, which is a music venue.
And, of course, a lot of people at Weaver Street Market.
A lot of people at Street Market. We got a coffee shop as well. I forgot to mention Oasis Coffee in the mall as well.
So many things to mention, man, I'm telling you. Why is it so important? I know you know all about this since you've been in this community for a long time. Why is it so important to support local shops?
Well, because they're local folks. Mm-hmm. They're local folks invest in their capital locally, and the profits stay local, and that's I think that's important.
Brings in a lot of money to our economy.
It's pumped right back into our local economy.
A lot of people come to Carmel and to Carrboro in general from out of town, and that brings in a lot of dollars, a lot of tourism dollars to our community. That's really important, and Carmel is really kind of a growing centerpiece of Carrboro because there's so much going on there. All the time, the stuff outside, inside, restaurants, retail. It's just a magnet for so many people coming in. And I know that you've met people who come there from all over the country and all over the world.
I really have. It's interesting where the folks that from all the different parts of the world that wander through. And, we've got folks that have been there a long time. You know, our merchants have been there a long time, and they've seen folks from everywhere, and it's a happening place.
It's a really exciting place to be, and over there at Weaver Street, when they have the lawn, I mean, there's all kinds of exciting things going on, fundraisers, and just a whole lot of fun and community events. So
lots of events. Weaver Street's we have a pretty exciting news for early 2019. We've got the lawn area is going through a renovation and upgrade, so it'll be a lot more conducive to the use of the area.
Yeah.
And so it's a big plan. It's already been approved by Carrboro, and then a slight increase in the size of the Weaver Street Market itself.
Well, you know, it's always going to be cooler in Carrboro, is what I say, and that's pretty much true. I mean, a lot of things going on over there. And kudos to you for being there so long as a landlord there at Carmel. And do you happen to know it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places as the Alberta Mill Complex. Do you happen to know the story behind that?
Well, it was originally built as a cotton mill in 1890-ish, 94 or something. Mm-hmm. And then it expanded at some point after. I don't know the exact times when it expanded, but looking at the architecture over the years, like, you could tell that it was added on to. I don't know the dates for that, but it was built as a mill. there's some, actually, if you go to Venable, mm-hmm. he's got some really interesting photographs on the walls in Venable that kind of show the area around the mall.
Yeah.
There's from the old station with the cross ties, you know, at literally cross ties. There was a stacks and stacks of cross ties.
So. Cross ties, capital of the world.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, it opened as a mill in 1891, and 100 years later, Nathan Millian came along.
Yeah, hot dog.
Well, listen, we appreciate your coming in this morning and telling us about Carmel. I know a lot of people, if you haven't been there, it's a really happening place. There's so many things going on there at Carmel, right there on Weaver Street in Carrboro. It's, you know, you can't miss it if you go to Carrboro. It's right there in the middle of everything. So, Nathan, thank you very much for coming in and braving the weather this morning.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it.
It's pretty
awful.
Come
see us.
Awful out there. Yeah, I'm there quite often. Thank you for joining us on This is Tourism, my conversation with Nathan Millian, president of NL Millian & Associates and landlord of Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Visit chapelboro.com on demand for all of my conversations on This is Tourism. And join me next Thursday morning as we investigate all the ways tourism impacts our community. Thanks to our good friends at the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.
These voices of tourism.
People will try and walk in and actually ask for Chef Vimala.
Saw almost 400% increase in foot traffic.
Everybody excited and happy to see that hotel very full.
We're going to share some funny anecdotes about some art characters and visitors who come in, right, Maria?
Yes.
And we smile and say, please come back, and they do.
This is why tourism matters. Tune in on Thursday mornings to the Ron Stutz Show for This is Tourism.